It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting jumped on the way to work. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you want to call in, you can do that too. Number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm riding solo right now. Joe Curry's on his way. He'll be here in 10, 15 minutes. Pip Helix's not going to be here tonight. She's out skis. Sensei Russ Fredico filling in for Pip. He's not here. He'll be here in another 10 to 15 minutes. So we're riding solo right now. We'll get the chat room going when Joe gets here. If you want to message me, those of you who are friends with me on Facebook, I can get your messages that way. Those of you who have my phone number, you can text me if there's something you want to add to the conversation. But I don't have the chat room going, don't have the other computer up. Didn't want to be too distracted. We've got a good show tonight. Lots to cover on the show tonight. Another law you didn't vote for. We play bitter on Twitter. Haven't done that in a while. A new school of fools. President Trump signs an executive order in regards to cybersecurity. Hackers make people worldwide want to cry. I agree with Rush Limbaugh. That's kind of shocking right there. Things our kids can't do in school that we could. Relax nutrition standards in our schools. Western Union settles a major lawsuit. And that is going to be very pertinent to a lot of our friends and fans that have been scammed, in the past 5-7 years by scammers using Western Union. We have a big scam victim following. They're going to want to hear about this. This is actually some good news for them. So they're going to want to listen to that report. And a new turbulent air. Lots of things going on tonight. You might be wondering why so many topics. We don't usually cover so many topics on one show, unless, of course, we're doing two syndicated shows. And that's what we're doing tonight. Two syndicated shows, because next week I'm going to Cuba. Looking forward to that. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know. We're going to be touring Havana. We're doing one of these tours where you go in these old cars, which I think is kind of cool. But then again, it's Cuba, so every car is old. So I don't know. Could be just some Cuban who has like a little thing he's working with Norwegian Cruise Lines. I have no idea. Should be interesting, though. You know, when you say you're going to Cuba from the United States, and you got to remember, for United States people, this is a big deal because we've had an embargo with Cuba up until last year. For the rest of the world, the rest of the world's been going to Cuba. I mean, if you're Canadian, going to Cuba is not a big deal. For an American, it's kind of a big deal. And I want to get over there before we completely Americanize everything. Because, you know, now that we've opened the door just a little bit with Cuba, you know, it's not too long that there's McDonald's or Starbucks on every corner, because that's just what we do. That's just what American companies do. We see an opportunity, and we barge through the door. That's why these companies like McDonald's are global, because we go in, we start doing business, start having official relationships with some of these countries, and then we bring in our stores and our restaurants. That's kind of what we do. But I want to get to Cuba before we do that. And I like being able to go to places that a lot of people don't get to go to. I just get a kick out of that. I don't know why. I like the fact that I'm going to be in Cuba before a lot of people. I like the fact that I went to Iraq and I got to fly over the country and see parts of the country nobody gets to see. I like the fact that I was in Kuwait, and for a few short hours, not nearly enough because we had monitors with us. We had contractors who were there to protect us getting from the airport and getting, you know, to and from the base in Kuwait. But on the way to the airport, we were allowed to go into Kuwait City and did walk around a little bit. I like seeing these things. I like learning about other cultures. You do kind of wonder when you're going to Cuba now that we have these relations, like, are they guarded or, you know, are we going to be monitored? Yeah, you have no idea. But it's kind of exciting. I mean, but I'm also very mindful that, you know, we're going to see a part of Cuba that Cuba wants us to see, that Raul Castro wants us to see. It's not like we're going to get to go to the prisons where the dissidents are, where the political prisoners are. We're not going to get to see that. And that's still very much alive. And that's the thing that kind of torments me. Well, should I not be giving my money, my business to, I don't want to say a corrupt country, a country that devalues human rights to such a level? But Americans, we do a lot of business with countries that devalue human rights. I mean, we're buddies with Russia. Sometimes, some of us are. Don't want to get too much into that. But we know that they shoot journalists. And they poison political opponents. I mean, we're allies with Turkey, and we know they just rounded up a lot of people within the past several months over a coup. I mean, that's, you know, we kind of have our American needs, and we kind of have our relationships with them. So I don't feel too guilty about it. Short little cruise. Looking forward to it. So that's why we won't be on the air next week. I don't know why I should get. Should I get? Is it like weird if I get a Cuban baseball hat? I like getting baseball caps. From where I go to, like, I wouldn't mind a Cuban national team hat, but is that kind of weird? Am I betraying my country? I wear other hats that, and I'm a Yankees fan. I don't know. Looking forward to that. Also, seems like every time we're just about to hit the air on Tuesday evenings, not every time, but a lot lately, there's breaking news involving our president. So now, right before we hit the air, it came out that there's a memo that James Comey wrote, that people have, that in February, President Trump asked him to drop the whole Michael Flynn thing, says Michael Flynn's a good guy. Can you please drop it? As we know, Michael Flynn's being investigated for his inappropriate contacts with Russia. If this is true, don't know if it's true. If it's true, it would be obstruction of justice by the president. It would be an impeachable offense. Would he actually get impeached? Probably not. Probably not, because the Republicans don't want to give up the presidency, even though Mike Pence, who they like much better, would be getting in. But that's that broke. Sensei Russ is here. Yeah. Walking up to the mic.
Which one's on?
They're all on.
They're all on. So sorry about that, guys.
How are you, Russ?
I'm all right. How's things, bud?
Things are good, man. I was just relaying the breaking news. Every time we hit the air, there's breaking news. Last week, it was Comey that was fired. This week, it's the president asked Comey to drop the whole Michael Flynn thing in February. That's the memo that's out there that Comey wrote, which, if true, is an impeachable offense. It would be an obstruction of justice.
We're going to do this again.
I'm just saying that's what's out there. I don't know if it's true.
Really? We've been impeaching presidents for 24 years.
No, I mean, this is
or at least trying to.
Listen, I mean, people say Clinton was impeached over a blowjob. No, incorrect. Clinton was
impeached for a lie. The same reason why, if I pulled that stunt in my office, I would have been escorted by HR to the parking lot.
You can't lie.
Hey, well, he lied about it too, but
that's why he lied under oath. That's why he was impeached.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that. They just sort of censured him. I think the impeachment.
Well, I mean, listen, he didn't resign, and you know, he wound up being a very popular president. That being said, this president does not enjoy such a luxury.
I see that. I think he should hire Comey back just so I can see the Democrats switch positions again.
It's not
love him, love him not.
We'll get into that a little bit later. And yes, there is a lot of that. I'm not one of those people, by the way. I never said fire Comey.
Nancy Pelosi picking at a daisy. I love him, I love him not.
I understand that. I get that, and a lot of the Democrats are hypocritical. But let's not forget the president was hypocritical, too.
Well, he's courageous,
doing a great job, and then he got a fire.
If there are questions that have to be answered, there's questions that have to be answered. Nobody is above the law. Nobody.
That seems to be a problem right now.
That seems
to be what our democracy is struggling with.
If Trump gets impeached, I just want to make sure Hillary's in the cell next to him. Let's be fair.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, they're separate things. They're separate things, and Hillary's irrelevant. The only one who talks about, there's only three types of people that talk about Hillary. Hillary still talks about Hillary.
Yeah. No kidding. CNN. Trump,
Donald still talks about Hillary. Yeah. And hey, Joe.
Hey.
And Trump followers who want to distract talk about Hillary. You don't see the left talking about Hillary. A lot of us never loved her, and we moved on.
I don't know about
that. We don't want Hillary to run again.
I don't know about that. Well, you had to get your protest time in.
Everything is alleged.
This is a witch hunt by the left, by the media.
Uh-oh,
left.
Joe's in the house.
To go after Trump, and it's a total distraction.
It's going to happen for his whole term.
Which supposedly was in the bag for Hillary, helped the Democrats blow a slam dunk election. Everybody thinks the left should have won this. Obama was insanely popular. Hillary was incredibly qualified. Donald was incredibly not qualified. Yet Donald Trump pulls off the all upsets of all upsets.
Literally.
Win.
Literally.
So now the left is to be believed to be behind this master stroke. This inept left suddenly got qualified enough to sidetrack a completely competent president while having no branches of government. That's what I have to believe now. I don't believe. The left is still incompetent.
No, they still got people. They had their power players. You can't count them out.
The left is still incompetent. The left is where the left was in Obama's first year. In Obama's first year, the left was riding high.
Correct.
We were going to hear 50 years of the left controlling everything.
Yes.
We're never, you know, don't worry about it. Obama's insanely popular, which is different. Trump's not insanely popular.
Republicans can go home. Right. Yes.
We got the House.
Yes,
we got the Senate. And then we saw all these protesters erupting at these town halls, which we see now. And then the left wanted
to... It's a liberal tea party.
Right, and
the left,
the power brokers and the left wanted to say, no, this isn't real, these are paid protesters, pay no attention to this.
And then it got real quick.
The left has not stopped losing since the Tea Party came. The left has lost so many seats.
Interesting. Yeah, they held on to Obama, but that's interesting.
Right. Well, Obama had insane power.
That's because Romney was a moron.
Well, whatever the case is. Now you're seeing the same thing on the right. You're saying, well, we have it all. We're gonna run the table. Nothing to worry about. Pay no attention.
Don't get cocky.
But that's what they're doing. Pay no attention to these protesters. They're paid protesters. We're going to be able to enact what
that's what
you're seeing from a lot of the right politicians. And they're making a tragic mistake. The people will not stand for it. At some point, you have to do the people's business.
Business must be a lot of
people thought Trump was going to be the guy to do the people's business.
He was the populist president.
But that's the thing. He ran as a populist president.
Yes.
He ran as, but if you looked at his history,
he
wasn't
a populist. We all remember what happened to Bush 1. No new taxes. He raised taxes. Well, what happened? He was a one-termer. He ran on a conservative platform.
Got into the
White House and went the other way.
I think Bush 1 got a rough deal, and I'll tell you why. And I don't want to do all politics. I want to get into some other stuff. Because we got
much fun arguing with a liberal, though.
It's all right. It's fun. But here's where,
CNN would allow this, their ratings would go up.
They do allow it. Have you seen Jeffrey Lord and Kayleigh McEnany?
The liberal news outlets are so friggin' desperate. They're stealing conservatives just so there could be an argument.
No, that's MSNBC. That's MSNBC. And it's always the opposition party gets the higher ratings. Right now, MSNBC is enjoying higher ratings. You know, for 8 years, Fox News was. I mean, that's always it. People are drawn into the news when they're not in power.
It's easy to criticize the guy in charge.
Even Trump admitted that when he made a fucking career of doing that. That's how he rose to power.
I'll tell you, and you and I have had this conversation privately in a very, very, I'd say, gentlemanly-like manner by email, you and I, recently.
Mm-hmm.
The way he handles the media is brilliant.
I don't think
I'm not saying he's brilliant. I'm not saying his policies are brilliant. I'm a Republican. I'm biased. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. But
no, I don't think you are. You're just fucking saying them now.
No,
nobody's listening.
Listen, Obama had a boring presidency. Some Republicans get mad when I say that.
I like boring. I told you I like boring.
Some Republicans get mad when I say that because they did to Obama what the left's doing to Trump now. You know, if he pisses, you know, to the left or to the right, it's front page news.
The problem was Obama was essentially a Boy Scout.
Well, compared to what we're seeing, but listen.
I mean, Trump has never been a Boy Scout. But that's why he was a star.
But to be fair, I can say in front of fellow Republicans, look, Obama had a very relatively boring presidency, and they jumped down my throat, and it's all cool. But Trump. And the liberals get mad when I say this. The way he handles the media is brilliant.
But here's the thing.
I am sorry.
If it is just
plays them. But if the liberal left, he played even the two scoops with the ice cream.
Who cares?
You don't. I think everything he does is on purpose because he knows the more the left whines about it, he knows the more people are turned off and aggravated.
Let me answer that. Here's the thing, though. If he's playing the left, like you surmise, first of all, he's doing. He said he was going to bring the country together. He's further dividing us. If that's true. Also, more importantly, as importantly as that, if what you say is true, the people that are being sacrificed are not the left, are his own spokespeople out to defend him, and then 24 hours later, Trump says the opposite thing.
I'm waiting for Sean Spicer one day to literally come out drunk, smoking a cigarette, with his tie undone, his jacket off, and go, "What do you people want from me today?"
Last week, he wants to go to do his naval reserve duty, which is a great thing. And the COVID thing breaks, and he's hiding in the fucking bushes. This is a proud man.
If Time Magazine does not make him...
He's hiding in the fucking bushes.
If Time Magazine doesn't make him the man of the year or give him a Nobel Prize, it's criminal. They got to give the poor guy something.
He's a beaten man.
They
got to
give the poor guy something. He should own stock in Jack
Daniels.
Even
Comey's like, thank God I'm not him.
Comey's fucking thrilled. Comey's out.
He can always be Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer's not Sean Spicer anymore.
Did you see? He doesn't know who he is. He wakes up screaming every morning.
The Saturday Night Live.
Next question.
The Saturday Night Live bit. Saturday Night, obviously, because it's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, it's not when he was on the podium. It's when he was pressed on a question. He ripped out a pillar and threw it at the first row.
I think it's what Spicer wants to do.
I want to see him drinking out of a bottle of whiskey one day.
I'm glad you appreciated that. I'm glad because a lot of people on the right, not a lot, a decent amount, comedians are whining about the left.
What are?
About the left constantly like poking jokes at Trump. Trump is everywhere. He's omnipresent and he's an interesting
human being.
Obama
went through it too. Come on.
Obama was not as good because Obama was boring. Obama was boring.
Yeah, but the nitpicking. He was nitpicked at for 8 years.
Right, but there's a difference.
Look at George Bush, what that guy went through. George Bush is a George W.
Yeah, but Bush sucked.
And you know what happened? 12 years later, the chemical weapons wind up in Syria after all. Come on. I'm not saying what happened. I'm just stating facts.
Listen, I'll
drag that
board.
Poor guy through the mud.
I would love it if Donald Trump would just go to work every day and do the job
Never
of president.
Happened.
I know.
Never happened. He'd be bored to death.
That's the thing.
He'd be bored
to
death.
And I've said on the air, I don't even care about the tweets. I'm glad I get to know what the fuck he's thinking. that makes me happier. That way I don't have to rely on the media. I don't need them to break it down for me and these reports and allegations. I can just go, he fucking said it.
Kill that fat bastard in Korea at Trump.
I am thrilled that he tweets. I used to annoy me, like, oh, this is not president. No, let me fucking see behind the mask.
Kevin feels like he's in the White House.
We're all in the White House.
I think it's great. I really do. Because
of course you do.
Because every president is always that, like, with Obama, it was always like this fake bullshit that he would come out with. I want a president that tells it like it is. Sometimes.
Or at least like he thinks it like it is.
Or tweets it like it is.
When it's convenient.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's not like it is. It's like it is right now, but come back in a couple hours. It might be slightly different. That's the problem.
But if it's found that all this stuff is hearsay...
That's a fucking problem.
It's going to be bad for the Democrat. And
no,
it's
terrible for the press. If this is all bullshit, the press
is
done.
But I want you guys to think about something. Cry wolf. Because eventually going to be crying wolf too many times. And no matter...
But it hasn't been cry wolf yet. You take the thing... And I don't want to do all politics.
But what I'm saying
is... But you take a thing last week with Comey. Everybody comes out, including the vice president. No, this was done on the recommendation of the assistant attorney general. That's what comes. Trump does, and that's what they're saying and everything. Then a couple days later, Trump does an interview with Lester Holt. No, I decided it. He was going to get fired. I knew all along. What the fuck?
And that's the brilliance of it. Do you get it now?
No.
He's got you people like you saying, what the fuck? And he's loving it.
If I worked for Trump, I would make sure there was no sharp objects around my wrists.
I think Sean Spicer goes to work with a dynamite vest.
I think Trump is going to clean house and fill everybody with slots that he finds on Craigslist. That's what I think. All right, talk? Do you not really give a shit if it's true or not? We have an opening as press secretary.
He's going to start an apprentice show.
I want to see them hire a professional
you
wrestler.
You were the project manager to invade Korea. You're fired.
The human carnage that Donald Trump is like a big sun, and he sucks you in with that charm. Some people,
correct,
and then
correct.
Fucking burns your
and
ass.
That's my point. He's good. He's good at it. He's good at it. He knows the media. He knows the game.
He knows
he's
that aspect.
Good at, yes,
but I don't think he's in full control of his faculty. All right, I don't want to talk all about Trump because. Whatever, there's a not, and
there's
we're
going to too talk, much to talk about.
The rest of the show's going to be that. I see the
no, but there's specific issues. There are specific issues.
A Republican, a conservative,
I like
and a
the way
liberal.
He says, not all of it. I'm not even a liberal. I lean left.
Yeah,
I lean, but I've always
left of center. No,
yeah, I am left of center, but I've always called it like I've seen it. Listen, I'm the first. If Hillary was doing all this nonsense, I'd be like, fucking get her ass out.
You're fair. Just because you're fair doesn't mean
no, I lean
you're
left.
Not liberal.
My sensibilities are to the left, but there was shit that
Obama
did.
I hold my
did
party to
like.
A high standard. You have to.
Yeah, but
I'm a hypocrite.
But the difference between you and I is I'm not looking to be entertained. I got enough of the entertainment value on the campaign. You know what? When he didn't have the fucking codes and what he said didn't mean as much.
I think Sean Spicer right now, just like
people
Dice,
like Joe would tell
Madison
me,
Square Garden.
People like Joe would tell me Trump's going to change once he's president. And I'd say, no, he's a 70-year-old man. I was fucking right on that one. He ain't changing.
No way.
This is who
no
he is.
Way.
This is who he is.
No
there's only a matter of time until there's slot machines. And the fucking entrance of the Oval Office. He's gonna give these casinos one more fucking shot. I'm gonna raise money. My budget is neutral. We're making money when people walk in. You don't get to do the tour unless you play the slots. America's gonna win bigly.
I want to see a picture of Trump and Vladimir Putin playing blackjack in the Trump Library.
I think they're playing fucking Russian roulette.
Yeah, there you go.
Trucker Tom said, "Davin, if you leaned, and he spelled stupid. If you leaned any more left, you could be your own car in NASCAR."
Oh, nice
one. But it's not accurate.
Tom, I think Davin is not the pick. On him, a more liberal than he thinks, because he is fair, only because he has attacked Democrats before. I've heard it, so he's fair, but he's definitely more liberal
but
than
also,
he thinks he
also
is.
Also, remember the right is no longer center right. The right is far right. That's what I'm attacking. You know, there were
you got guys like me who, you know, when it comes to money and guns, we're more radical right than Attila the Hun, but everything else was somewhere
but
in the middle.
But there was candidates.
A lot of us are like that.
There was candidates that were traditionally Republican. Like Kasich, who now are considered rhinos and stuff like that. And that was traditionally Republican.
Yeah.
So it's not that I haven't moved, and a lot of people in both parties feel this way, that they haven't moved. The problem is the party's moved. The Democrats have moved further left, and the Republicans have moved further right.
We've had for 16 years. I mean, we've never been this partisan.
Ever since 2000.
It's horrible, that train wreck of an election. Correct. That pulled our country.
But the thing was, after 9/11, W did a great job.
Yes.
And I've said that. He united the country.
Yes.
It broke apart. It was divided. He knew it was divided. He knew it before 9/11. He tried to bring the country back together.
He tried to be a president. Yeah.
Right. And he did a good job. You know, I was fine with him. The problem was once he went into Iraq, all bets were off.
Yeah,
and the country
I know,
has
I know,
never
I know, I know.
has never recovered from that as far as being partisan. There was a window after 9/11 where W capitalized.
Correct. Afghanistan made sense and Iraq was
But then once it's like, you're not a patriot if you don't support us while we go into Iraq.
Well, the whole thing with Iraq is, you know, all Hussein had to do was let the weapons inspectors in. He wasn't letting the weapons inspectors
in. He's an asshole.
Well, yeah, but after what happened to us, we're still in shell shock after 9/11. He's not letting the weapons inspectors in. He gave us no real choice.
Well, we did have a choice. We're fighting and still fighting a war in Afghanistan. That might be why that war isn't ended yet.
I forget what order it is or what rule. It's through the UN. We have it too, where we can't assassinate foreign leaders. I say let our taxes go up just a tiny bit to protect our president better. And start taking out the leaders of some of these countries.
Oh, yeah. Like, who's the
guy, Kim Jong-un.
According to President Trump, he's a smart cookie.
A 5.56 bullet can take care of that. Oh, yeah. A blink an eye.
Listen,
and millions of lives can be saved.
I am sure.
People like that. Why can't we just roll the
I got a funny feeling.
Do when we can.
I got a funny feeling his days are going to be numbered.
But still, there's some kind of
Trump said he's willing to meet with him. Called him a smart cookie.
A smart cookie?
He called him a smart cookie.
I hope he meant that in a patronizing manner.
No! Called him a smart cookie, said he came to power. This was Trump's justification. Came to power at a very young age. He knew people were trying to take that power away from
him. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
I mean, no American leader has ever said, you can like it or not like it.
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of it either.
He was educated in the West, which means he knows better. He should know better.
Let's move on to other things.
Yes.
There's plenty of time to argue politics later on. It's an interesting time to be alive.
You think?
Well, I don't know how much longer we're going to be alive. But
our grandkids are going to look back one day and be like, holy shit, you guys survived that?
Our grandkids are either going to look back and go, oh my God, the media was fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
They're going to do that. Or, oh my God, what was the right thinking? How could they defend this atrocity? It's going to be one of those things because there's not going to be an in-between.
Yeah.
That's how future... And we're going to see. Time's going to tell.
I find it unfortunate that in the age of information, people have gotten dumber because of media.
We'll talk about that in a little bit later on, too. All right. Talk about that. All right. So I was thinking about you the other day, Russ.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
What was I wearing? No, I'm like... That's a joke, jackass.
No, I know. You just illustrated comedy's not easy. Don't you have a board to break?
Usually over my head. Yeah.
Let me go get something. I have several pillars that can be used.
Nice.
So I get a call on Thursday afternoon to do a private party later that night in the city.
No, right.
The client just called the agency. That means there's no contract. I'm not working with a contract in this case. There's no vetting of the client to find out how legit this is.
No.
I do talk to the person who contacted the agency. Seems pretty nice. That doesn't fucking mean anything.
That don't mean anything.
No.
Yeah. Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Very well.
Yeah.
The event is a party for a 72-year-old woman who loves comedy.
Okay.
And does not enjoy Lisa Lampanelli. Okay.
Lisa Lampanelli. Yes.
So she doesn't like insult comedy.
Yeah, like dirty comedy.
I guess.
She could be wrong.
I guess.
Funny.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like comics that bang black guys. I don't fucking know.
Well, to each their own.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't probe into why this stays. This is just what they told me. But I am told everything goes. No holds barred.
Okay.
We often get this as comics. Don't worry about it. Just
and that's what usually sinks you.
The lady also recently suffered a stroke, so she's
sad.
Not as quick mentally as she has been.
All right, that's sad.
So May's been a slow month, so I
take... So you bring a chalkboard with you?
That's what I bring to all my shows. It turns out, I was originally told by the agent it's in a restaurant. It's not in a restaurant. It's in an apartment.
Oh.
So now I'm going into an apartment in the city at night.
How do you get a character?
You're going to do a gig or buy heroin.
Yeah. Or both, if it's a good night. Here's the thing, though. When I was younger,
yeah,
I would think nothing of this. You just take the gig, you go.
Yeah, go get paid and come home. Yeah.
That's what you think. All right, I'm making money. I'm going to make money tonight. But now, I'm older, so I have like all these...
Are you wiser?
Probably not.
He's a Democrat. Watch
he was about to go fly. And then he's like, he's got a point on this one. Yeah, I can't say nothing to the guy.
But now I'm nervous because it could be something nefarious because I don't know. There's no contract. Yeah. There's no vetting. It comes in the day of. I'm going to an apartment in New York City.
Walking up a poorly lit staircase.
Yeah, I mean, all these thoughts are going through my fucking head. These thoughts would not have gone through my head when I was in my 20s.
Because you weren't doing comedy that long. You haven't been to every dopey thing.
I mean, I started in my mid-20s, so...
Yeah, but still...
No, you had a 40-year-old moment. Hey, this shit can go bad.
Yeah.
A feeling... It's funny. Yeah, because a feeling of dread came over me.
Makes sense.
Like, where I'm like, I don't even want to do this gig. Maybe I shouldn't do this gig. Maybe it's better...
There's six Trump supporters in there ready to jump
you. Not worried about Trump supporters. I'll just make fun of Trump and they'll start whining about it. So that'll be fun.
No.
So here's the thing. I never done this before. I told my wife the address of where I was going to be, which I never do.
Okay.
And I said, listen, if you don't hear from me by X amount of time, something might be wrong.
Are you kidding me? That's fantastic.
like your commandos.
I know.
Yeah.
No, call
you don't hear from me by 0500.
Yes.
Send in team 5.
No comic left behind.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not married to your wife. You get good. I'll send in the fucking police and say you're the criminal.
Yeah. No, she wouldn't even bother to help.
Oh, no.
Joanne and help are like not two things.
Abort mission. Abort mission.
There was so much potential there. Yeah. So, but I've never done this. I never, you know, where are you going? I'm going to a gig. Don't worry about it. But here's the phone number. If you don't hear from me, you should be concerned.
So you were going on a play date.
Yeah, like I'm sick.
Be home when the streetlights come on.
But now here's where I'm thinking about you. Now here's where I'm thinking.
Because you need somebody to kick somebody's ass just in case.
Well, I'm thinking, did I pick up enough self-defense Sensei's class when I was watching my daughter take self-defense? Did I learn enough by not doing?
He visualized. He did a lot of visualization.
By watching in between fucking with scammers and reading a book.
That is a black belt in the art of fighting without fighting.
Yeah, the art of watching, I'm your man. If you need a ninja to tell you what possibly to do, you call me.
That's your spectatorship.
But then, so now I'm thinking, well, did I actually learn enough? This is because I'm thinking, well, what am I going to fucking do? No. There's gonna be a bunch of people. This is what I got to do. Because, you know, Sensei taught, you know, if there's a bunch of people, you do certain things. So I remember this.
One of them's run.
No.
Sometimes you can't.
No. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No. Sensei teaches, don't give ground.
Yeah.
Something, all right, don't give ground. And also, move towards the one who's striking you. Now, these are two things where if you know what you're doing, very good advice. If you fucking don't know what
you're
doing.
Oh, you're going to get hurt bad. Yeah, you're going to get hurt bad.
So I'm like,
all
right, well, I guess I won't give ground. And when I strike, I'll try to move against them and try to use their weight against me. Mind you, I don't know any fucking techniques.
So you can improvise.
That's what
you're good at improv.
Exactly.
Comedy improv, fighting improv, it's all the same.
He's looking for a softball to throw.
I'm working the room as I'm getting my ass kicked.
Hey, did you hear the one?
This is what I'm thinking. It's like, I should have fucking paid more attention. Yeah. But then you can't really learn by watching. You have to do.
Yes.
But I'm just hoping maybe I picked up. And what I said is what you taught. Well, you know what you know about you don't want to give ground.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't want to move towards the attacker, so you take away the power.
Yes, get in there. Yeah,
of the strike. Unfortunately, if you don't know what you're fucking doing, you're just a closer target.
Exactly.
But, Trucker Tom wrote that old broad was expecting a stripper, so Devin said, "Meh, what the hell? Take it off."
Not saying it didn't happen.
That's horrifying.
But this is what I am armed with.
Yeah.
Dread and a feeling that I have just enough self-defense training to get myself really hurt.
That's usually, yes. Sometimes you can know enough to be dangerous. To yourself.
Yes, and
yes, to yourself.
You know, Sensei always taught that the most dangerous person to spar with was a white belt because they don't know what they're doing.
Right,
correct.
In this situation, I'm only fucking dangerous to myself because I don't know what I'm doing.
You're an invisible belt. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm belt zilt. Zilt.
He's wearing saran wrap.
Zilt belt.
What color are you? Opaque.
Saran wrap.
He's opaque.
I am opaque color.
Opaque belt.
What color? I don't know. What am I fucking wearing? Brown? Sure. We'll fucking go with that.
It's going to be opaque and red with my blood as this mic gets rolling.
This is what I am going in with. A sense of dread. Just enough information to get myself hurt more. But still, this will be my game plan if shit goes wrong. Now, that being said, cool. Since I have you here.
It's like the same things you think when you go to deal weed to the Hell's Angels, you know?
Yeah, but usually at your pack, you got a
weapon. I
got a
shotgun in the trunk, a .45 in my boot.
I got
9mm in my waist.
I got nothing but a phone and jokes. I can take pictures. So what should my thought process have been as I walked into this with this limited knowledge? Should I have tried to employ what I learned peripherally, or should I fucking just cover it up like a little potato bug?
And what floor? How many floors up was it?
22.
No, I said a window was not an option.
No.
Well, it wasn't until gravity took hold.
It's not the fall that kills you. It's a sudden stop.
Exactly.
In your case, you just try to get the hell out of there.
Well, assuming I can't do that.
Yeah. A weapon.
A weapon?
Weapon.
What am I going to do? Hit them with my personality?
A bottle of glass. Really. I mean, if it was like several in one, fight your way to the door. Really.
So basically, I'm fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. You're asking what I would do? I would, in your situation.
We establish that this party for this 70-year-old woman is the most bloodthirsty gang.
We've established that this is the story.
Yeah.
We haven't established that this is what I'm performing in front of, because there's been no vetting. We've established this is the bait.
Well, at our age, it's not take the gig.
But at my income level, it's fucking take the gig.
Do or die, right? All right, so do or die.
But
so,
I never had this thought before for this reason, that I should just fucking stay home. Never had that thought before. This was a new thought.
I would check out the neighborhood, of course, check out the building. You know, it's New York City. You have some beautiful areas, you know. I mean,
if it looks shady, don't go in.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Stop it right at the door. You know, I mean, if you're noticing some shady people going in and out, you know, I mean, if the people coming in and out of the door, if it's an older folks home, you know, there's some properties where you got to be, what, 55 and up or 65 and up to live there.
But I don't know if that's true about buildings in the city.
It could be something like that. No, okay. Well, you know, even though you get a feel for the neighborhood, you get a feel for the block.
Case the joint.
Case the joint. Really. It's common sense. Walk into the elevator. You know, if there's a crackhead shaking in the corner of the elevator, don't take the gigs home.
Gigs home.
Yeah, you know, really.
You know what? I probably still would have fucking gone upstairs. Well, I'm sure this is the nice family in the building.
Or just give the crackhead your set list, have him go in, you know. And dogs are funny.
What would you have done? Would you have taken the gig?
And you were doing this after what? Sets in the city?
No, I was just going into the city for the set.
Probably not.
It was good money. Decent money. It's okay money.
No, if it was decent money, then
it was money. Not what I should
The city, though?
Well, okay. It was West 53rd Street.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, that
West 53rd?
Yeah, it's right by Broadway Comedy Club.
So you're down in the Bowery.
I didn't fucking know.
West 53rd?
Well, I walk
What's going to happen? You're going to jam your finger pressing the elevator button?
I forgot.
Damn, you totally overthought this.
Bad people are tied to geography. I forgot.
West 53rd? You don't see a piece of gum on the floor.
No,
are
it's not.
Me?
You're fucking fooling yourself.
It's
if you think
a very
it's that
nice.
Clean.
I work down in the city. It's a very nice area. You're fine.
It's okay. And the building seemed nice. There was
the biggest crime down there is somebody gets their manicure screwed up.
There was a person that you had to sign in with, so that makes me happy.
Things are getting sunny in your world.
Exactly.
Yeah, case the place out. But West 53rd, like you said, there's got to be security there. They probably asked for your ID when you walked in.
No,
you just sign in, name, or something like that.
They just ask you why you're there.
Okay.
And what did you tell them?
It's still,
I'm here to get my ass kicked.
by a 73-year-old who had a stroke.
22nd
floor, sir. Pretty much. Right this way. This is where all the ass kickings happen on this floor.
22.
It's rent controlled and ass kicking controlled.
You hear a loud noise outside. That's me hitting the pavement from upstairs.
Yeah, sure. Somebody's going to want to clean that up. It's going to stain.
No, it sounds, listen, it sounds a little, what are the classist, if you will. But yeah, neighborhood does have a lot to do with it, especially in New York.
All right, so my fears are allayed a little
bit.
That's
why it's
a big city. So I get buzzed upstairs. I meet a nice gentleman. Turns out I'm performing in front of six people.
What?
Six people.
Yikes.
And three dogs.
No way.
Six people.
No way.
Three dogs. Two chihuahuas.
Entertainment?
Two chihuahuas named Chip and Dale and a Cheweenie named Frida.
What's a Cheweenie?
That's a good question. A Cheweenie is a cross between a chihuahua and a dachshund. Now, fucking get that image in your head. Those two little things.
Chihuahua.
It's like a longer chihuahua.
Wow.
Now, the chihuahuas are a rough crowd.
You're just saying that because they're Mexican, Joe, and you want them deported.
Oh, no.
fucking Trump supporter to the kennel. That's what you are.
every time you're at the gig, you peek out, you go, oh, look, Chihuahuas.
Yeah. Well, better than German Shepherds for me, to be honest with you. They never liked the Jew jokes.
No, dude. At least they get the porter and not go to the pound.
Sure. So, but here's the thing. Chip and Dale bark very loudly at me and lose their shit every time I make a broad gesture.
How do you emotionally hang? I would have walked out.
The gig's a gig.
Six people and three dogs, one of which is a...
You work off the dogs?
Two dogs. Well, the freed is fine.
You work off the dogs. Everybody loves dogs. Do you?
Well, what's your bark? What do you work off with a bark, oh, improv guru?
Well, if you bark, you make a joke. Boy, he really loves the act, and then you do a tail ID, and then, you know.
Whose tail is that?
Ask him what flavor.
And how long are you going to do that for?
And then you would go, you would ask them to pause for a moment.
Ask him what flavor they think the green milk bone is.
So work to the dogs.
Yeah.
Work to the two chihuahuas.
Try the milk bones. I'll be here.
Yeah, but
how about those begging strips?
At some point, you have to cut off the hecklers.
How much time? Funny, how much time are you doing?
Originally they hired for an hour.
Oh, my God. You got to get through that for
I talked him down to 45, which is a very
to 10.
It's a very long time for this type
for
of
six people and a couple dogs. I would have good for you, man. I salute you for even trying.
So
that really, there's something to be said about that.
Chip and Dale lose their shit every time I make broad gestures. They did not make it through the whole set. They were
got removed.
They got removed. Heckling the comic.
Did the owner buy him a dish of water? The show. That's not right.
He apologized.
You know, can we
come back to another
show?
Can
we get a dish of water?
We understand not every comic's for every dog.
Free nail clipping.
he was replacing a cat that we originally had scheduled, but you know. Cat canceled last minute, so, you know, we got him.
But, we understand this happened.
The comic's the problem. It's never the dogs.
No, never.
Look, we'll pick up the tab for the puppy chow. You know, we'll buy a bowl of water. You know.
Can I offer you free tickets to another show? You're going to love the late show next week.
Yeah, we're
got a squirrel coming into headline. You're going to love them.
I understand you don't like poodle comics. We figure that out.
I know this dog room would be perfect for you. That's hysterical. You even got yourself there. Unbelievable.
So Frida, the Chiweenie, sleeps through most of the set, which is not really far removed to a lot of my audiences.
Oh, nice.
But I'm happy with Chiweenie's Frida, who is not their dog. Their dog sitting Frida. Okay. Chip and Dale are their dogs. But Frida's chilling. I am happy with Frida's behavior
for
this fucking show.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So the guest of honor did not love my opening joke, which is not very edgy. It's the Joe. It's the Tiger Woods joke. It's not very edgy.
No,
it's not very. But it was a little too much for the guest of honor. Our 72-year-old woman. So I immediately edit on the fly and slash and burn jokes, which is never where a comic wants to be, especially with 44 and a half more minutes to cover.
Nice. Oh,
but
no.
You know, Joe's been there, I've been there, every comic's been there.
That's something.
Yeah, so now I'm performing, as you would imagine, there's no stage. I'm performing in front of a flat screen TV in the living room. They're gathered around on the coach.
Was the TV on?
No, they're more respectful than a lot of the bars.
Were they watching QVC?
Yeah.
No, because a lot of the bars, they leave the TV on. They want to watch the game.
What?
Yeah.
No, not these people. But yeah, a lot of times we do. I remember when I was coming up doing comedy, and you know what? Next weekend, 20 years in comedy is my 20-year anniversary.
Really?
No.
But I remember coming up doing comedy. We'd perform at bars, and it was like when the Knicks were really good.
Hold on, I'm sorry. 20 years?
20 years.
All right.
Started in '97.
So you guys hit the are stage on stage for the while people are watching the sports event.
Well, it's right over your head.
That's horrible.
It most certainly is.
I just learned something. I thought I had 2 years over you. Actually, we started. I got back in January '97.
Right, but you start. You had.
That's but I had 2 years prior.
Right,
to that.
This is the first time I ever did my first mic.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I had 2 years in before I had a
curse. Which is a curse and a bad thing. It's good that you had that experience, but a lot of times when you come back, because I stopped, I was worse than when I started.
Yeah, but
that's true.
But still, you came back. I make a long story short, when I started again, a lot of the clubs were gone. All the people I started with are middling, and
they were gone then. What do you think they fucking are now? They're gone.
No, it's not as worse as when it started in 97.
Only Long Island.
Maybe on the island.
The rest of the country, gone.
Oh, well, that was when the boom was done.
I'm saying over the past 10 years, mm-hmm. I've seen clubs disappear, places where they do comedy.
Right, absolutely. Right. There was one out not too, what was it, Middletown?
Yeah, but that was here for a hiccup.
They had the other one over there in Poughkeepsie. I don't know, Bananas.
That's that's actually location.
Yeah, that's actually now Carmine's.
Carmine's.
They had a Laughing Wolf up in New Paltz. That place used to be great. It just fizzled out.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Mm. Yeah,
Laughing Wolf probably should have been in my audience.
Alrighty.
So now, so I have this lovely lady who's a stroke victim. I have the sleeping dog and five other gentlemen. So now I perform in a manner that would be unrecognizable to those who see me at a regular comedy show.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wasn't going for the joke.
No, I know.
I wasn't going for the joke because you have to, you know, a lot of people will tell, you know, just do your act. You do have to alter your persona and what you're going to do in certain situations.
That makes sense.
You really do. Like, if you do it, like, if I do political stuff, something like that, a little edgy stuff, if I'm doing a fundraiser for a cheerleading group, and one act gets totally redone. You know, there's been a couple of, what the heck, I was doing a couple of shows where I totally stayed away from the political stuff, kind of talked about my divorce and stuff like that, which is, you know.
Editing material, though, is different than editing persona. That's a completely. I'm not talking. I'm not talking about. I just edited my material. You've all seen Joe's worked with me a ton of times. You've seen me. Trucker Tom's there. He's fucking seen me. I'm a pit bull of sorts when it comes on stage. I don't fucking back down. I'm nice. I'm likable, but I'm not taking shit. I'm usually talking just a skosh too fast and everything.
Yeah.
That's usually the way I go. This way, I'm talking slowly. I'm not being edgy. I'm being nice. I'm smiling.
You know, we're
a lot
the fiery, sarcastic New Yorker.
Yeah, I'm dialing back the sarcasm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still there. I'm still a little bit of a dick because I'm still me. But I'm completely a sweetheart to this woman, the guest of honor. You know, like if I'm going to be sarcastic, I'll do it towards some of the other guests, some of the other five and the dogs. But I'm not going to aim it towards this woman. It's a completely edited, neutered persona, like if I was doing a senior home, which I've done plenty of.
And I've done them too.
And I really don't take those gigs anymore because they're just not enjoyable.
Yeah.
They don't pay enough and they're just not enjoyable.
The old folks home. I can't think anymore. The senior living homes. I did one years ago and I won't do one again.
Really?
Because
by their request. Got nothing to say. It's like, hey, you got a point there.
No, the fact that I just stumbled over what to call the place for 9 minutes, your dumb crack kind of took the sting off of that.
You want the teleprompter, stupid?
He's right there. But, anyway, you see these people, and it's just so emotionally draining.
Correct.
That I cried on the way home, and I'm like, I can't do them anymore. I just can't do them.
So,
it's totally understandable.
It's a much more subdued approach. I'm mixing interactions in with jokes. You know, you got to talk to them. I can't treat it like it's a regular show at a club.
No.
I just can't fire off material at them. No, I'm doing material, but I'm also interacting and paying a lot more attention to an audience than I normally would because they fucking hired me. They're right in front of me, and there's six of them.
Wow.
And this is a weird situation. But they were lovely. They were lovely people.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, and it's true, sometimes you'll work in front of six people that are really great, and then you'll work in front of 350 you wish would go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is, you know.
That's interesting.
They were lovely people. After the show, I don't get paid right away. I have to follow the gentleman.
You got milk bones, though.
They paid him with Alpo.
Stupid funny.
That was funny.
I have to follow the gentleman to two ATMs to get fucking paid, which, you know, traipsing all over fucking New York City. I mean, not traipsing all over, but it's a block here, a block. He goes to the first one at Dwayne Reed, and it doesn't work. So now you're thinking, fuck, am I still going to get fucked on this thing? I thought I dodged a bullet by not getting my ass kicked. Now I got to follow this guy like I'm fucking, like he's Mary and I'm a little lamb, following from ATM to ATM.
That's hysterical.
I mean, because now you're thinking, what the fuck
you're just getting pulled, yeah.
Yeah, like the money should have been there, but they gave me a fucking fat tip.
Really?
A really, really nice tip.
So you take a walk.
Good.
So, and they were really sweet people.
You did a good thing for an old lady and you made some money.
Yeah, no.
And you didn't get killed.
What? And it's a plus. It would have been hard to do a show this week if I was zombie dabbing.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But yeah, so I just thought it was like interesting how you work yourself up and you do have these different thoughts.
Sure.
As you get older. And I came to the realization after talking with you, I am completely ill-equipped to defend myself.
Yes.
You really should. You really should be teaching self-defense. I know you farmed it out to somebody.
Yeah.
At one point, but that never really took. You should be teaching self-defense.
No, I Life just took me in a different direction, bud. Really, I miss it. I talk about it with my wife from time to time, but I'm 50% of my time in New York City, and
that's where I could have fucking used you every time I went. Yeah, right. I'll just hire you to be my muscle.
Where are you? I'm on 53rd and 8th. Get over here.
Get your stupid ass.
These old ladies look mean.
I got ho-hos and a coffee for you. Let's fucking go.
Shit, I would have taken that call.
Yeah, but you're not qualified for that. I'll take the Sente over your bumbling ass. All I think I could use you for is a speed bump as I throw you down and run.
That's awesome.
That's true. Yeah.
Quick, Joe, use your head as a battering ram.
It's gotta be good for something.
But who the fuck is calling me? That's weird. I'm getting a call during the show.
Cool.
Nobody calls during the show.
Uh-oh.
Live caller. Live
caller. It's a scam fucking
it called number. The right place.
Certainly did.
That's just your game.
Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, the move is moving along, no pun intended. I got
the pun was intended. You've been thinking about that one.
No, it's not.
Really?
I am exhausted. I took 3 days off last week. I've been working Thursday through Sunday, throwing stuff out. We got a dumpster, throwing all the stuff in a dumpster.
It's wow. A lot of jokes.
That's a big job.
Got the laugh. It's good.
This is from your house sale and all that.
Yeah, it's from the house.
That's got to be painful, right? Like, because it's all the stuff you had.
It's clean.
It's just like the longest non-millionaire divorce I've heard about in my life.
Yeah.
Are you...
The assets. Which 1988 keyboard do you want?
I don't think Mike Tyson's divorce lasted this fucking long.
Well, actually, we're
fighting over pillows.
Actually, the way it is, we got separated in February of last
year. Yeah, but your separate doesn't mean what most people separated mean. You fucking still live together. That's not separated.
Well, here's the deal. We got separated about February of last year. Our house went up for sale in June of last year. It was overpriced. It was too high in the market, but we went on late in the market. So we said, let's just ride out the rest of the year.
Got it.
Came back on, and then we had a lower. We got people that bought the house cash.
While living in the same house?
While living in the same house, separated.
You got bigger balls than me.
It's unbelievable. They're dead. Like,
because they're infected.
Oh, God.
It's but it's I feel bad for my wife in some ways that her sister got sick with cancer.
Ooh,
and recently passed away. But sad. 2 days later, I want to brush her hair with a tire iron. You know, she refuses to give me money. If I ask money for utilities, she's like, well, you're going to get most of the money. I could have done everything. Thing to do with it. You're using these utilities. Yeah, we're almost out of money here. We're just gonna make it, I hope. Wow. You know, and then she's like, well, this and that and the other thing, and then I'm trying to make a move. I tell her, clean out the bookshelf. Could you clean out this book? Throw out these books that you don't want. I come back and there's like three books. I could have read all these books and thrown them out.
Coloring books?
No. So she gets the books to throw it out. And in with all
she'll learn how to count.
In with all these books, there's one book that she has in there, and I go, you sure you want to throw this out? It's called How to Get Organized.
Oh, this is funny. What is it, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
Yeah, well, it ain't you.
Joe, bring that right over here. Sounds like it'd be a great plan.
It'll be great. It'll be good.
I need to read that book.
Huge. But I got to tell you, though, I do not
you're strong for
I do
that,
not
man.
Feel wow. my age until I moved all this stuff. I have been one big aches and pains. You know, all that copper, the compression socks and all that stuff like that. I look
those?
Like a ninja that's when I get awesome. Ready, just because I my arthritis creeps up.
Do they work
like
those
that.
Compression How old socks? Are
you? Yeah, they do. They actually work very, very well.
You're not in the 50s yet, are you?
55.
Are you 55?
Wow.
This is what
55.
I'm working for, huh?
My God.
Freaking arthritis.
You can live
socks.
In a community.
Yeah, I know.
I could.
I know. The community won't have you, but you could live there.
No, but I moved into a nice gated community, though.
Nice.
But it's not a senior community.
No, it's not a senior community.
I'm saying you could live in a senior community.
I could live in a senior, but I'm not a senior.
You're a senior.
Oh, yeah, you're not far behind.
You're a junior senior.
I'm pretty fucking far behind.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty far behind.
Wait till you get there. Oh, you're going to be a joy. More so than now.
I got a long time.
You don't got much more than me.
I'm 41.
I'm 42.
Stupids. You'll be there soon enough.
No, we won't. We got more than a decade, stupid.
40-somethings are
goes
fighting
quick,
this shit.
You dummies. I'm
we
telling
have
you.
Not
first you worry,
yet.
First you worry about
quick.
Getting jumped
I'm
in the
surrendering.
City, then you moved into the senior community.
It moves quick. It moves quick. But now.
Wait, you're out now?
No. We're supposed to go into contract. We're scheduled to go into contract on my house by June 15th. So I'm waiting to hear Now, what I'm doing now is the pod is getting delivered tomorrow, and now I'm starting to clean out the rooms and wrap the furniture. My buddy's helping me on Friday. My house, my new house, I'm scheduled to go. I'm waiting to get the paperwork from the bank. I'm scheduled to go into contract there in July, second week or middle of July and stuff like that. So I got to probably be living out of a box somewhere.
You can get like a hotel room?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, you know, it's a funny thing.
Amicable divorce is the biggest oxymoron.
Yeah,
I've ever. There's just no
well, the thing, thing. The thing about it is that there are moments, you know, that you know it's peaceful at my house, and
yeah,
there's
yeah,
moments
when nobody's home.
Well,
when the garage door closes, the furniture goes.
When the two fucking nuts are off premises, the fucking flowers bloom.
But
it's a lot of fucking insanity captivated behind those doors.
The appliances come out like the Munchkins of Munchkin City, all happy. Like, they're gone.
We don't
they're
have to fake being broken now.
Exactly.
The dishes are like, we made it. We made it.
Oh, God. Well, talking about China. I have my mugs. And Joanne, one time I had my good mug from the automotive museum. She leaves it in the bathroom on the bathroom floor, and I go,
"What was she trying to arch it?"
Why is that in there? I was drinking water. Why are you drinking water in the bathroom with my fucking mug?
What is she, a puppy?
I don't understand. So I told her, I go, "I don't want you to use one of my mugs again."
Oh, here we go.
I go,
"No, fighting over $10 souvenirs
now." Because
no,
she's territorial with everything.
You should just pee on everything in the house.
I would love to.
You have probably.
So lo and behold,
pee in the mug, Joe.
Lo and behold, I'm home last night. I walked past the bathroom. What's on the bathroom floor? My steam train coffee mug. What in the hell?
Why do they wind up on the? Are there no tables?
No, she puts it on the floor. I don't want it on the bathroom floor. So
why?
Why
is get on the bathroom floor?
Because she's drinking water. I don't know what
on
she
the
does.
Floor?
Dude, no, while doing yoga in the bathroom.
Floor. I don't know. Is she multitasking? I'm going to take a dump. Going to drink some water.
Yes, I think so. I don't want it in here.
That cup
her.
Has been befouled. It cannot make
she
the move.
Put it down before she wipes. How does it wind up?
She wipes with the mug and then picks it up.
I go. She walks in last night and I go. I got a bone to pick with you. I go. Why are you using my mug? Well, you used up all the other mugs. I go, you filled up all the mugs. There's no room for mine. I go, are you crazy? That's a good answer. But yeah, she is. So I go, what? Don't touch my shit. Leave my shit alone.
Can't you guys just use styrofoam for the next 2 months and call it even?
We're probably gonna because really? Everything's getting packed. But I, and then it dawned on me that in a month, I'm a month less than a month away from moving.
Okay.
So
okay.
What difference does it make? Plus, I'm going to be packing that shit up
at
soon.
At this point, you just tell you still.
Yeah.
What a fucking nut house.
Stop telling me.
But it is.
I don't know how
home.
He did it.
She
can
comes.
You imagine being in a divorce and living with
someone.
I can't imagine how she did it either.
To Joe's credit, reminded of every day. Why you fucking divorced her in the first place?
That is so true.
That's what you come home to every day.
Listen, I've traveled with him and roomed with him. It's not a fucking play.
Oh, yeah, so pick it.
Exactly.
I'm taking sides here.
Listen, both of them deserve a purple heart.
Can you imagine just coming home every day or leaving every morning?
No, we've talked about it.
Being reminded of,
I get home.
This is why I don't want to be fucking living with you in the first place.
She doesn't help. She doesn't do it. It's brutal. And I have told her when I come home, I get home from rehearsal or whatever, like at 12 o'clock at night, every light's on. She's running around. I go, she's eating dinner. I go,
bitch,
I want to eat dinner.
She's eating dinner.
I tell you. When you're home all day and you're eating dinner at 12:30 at night, when I worked all day, have done this show, driven home, I want to eat in peace. Yeah. And I tell her all the time.
Can't you all go to your little fucking stables?
And then she's up all night. Up and down the hall. Up and down the hall. Up and down. And I go into, I'm in my music room.
Driving into an early grade.
Yes, I'm in my music.
I see, I know.
I'm in my music room, and that's where I'm sleeping now in my bed.
It's not really a music room. It's where you sleep.
Is she trying to get your attention, or is she like doing stuff?
I think a little bit of both. But
it sounds like
up and down the hall. Up like I'm a fucking sleeping at Sing
Sing. You know what you should do when she's sleeping?
And the guards are running.
You should play Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly.
Sweet.
Fucking rehearsing for the new gig.
I like it.
That's what you should.
That's
fucking
a good song too.
It is a good song. A little long. That's a little classic. Lengthy. Lengthy.
Dude, that's a
little
classic.
Much. Little much.
Wow. Poor Joe.
So now you got some nonsense going on today, Russ.
What's that?
I get this fucking email. Today was a big a voting day.
Oh, that's a protest
for school. I got a couple things to say here for school boards.
A couple things to say.
Yep. I hope so. You're the host.
Good point. First of all, let's not be doing budgets when it's not really election time. Can't we just do all the fucking voting shit on one day every year? Why do we have to add other Tuesdays to it? That's why you get low turnouts.
Because I think they're reminded about how much they overcharge us. on
no, but put it on the fucking ballot with everything else.
This is for school district, though. It's a totally different thing.
The same thing. Is it
you
school
district? You have town government. This is the school
district. But everybody's voting.
That's the biggest part. The
but
biggest
everybody's voting. Every town is doing this shit today.
It is, but...
So then let's just do it when we vote for our representatives. But, let's not add another Tuesday.
I gotta say this politely. In some cases...
Well, first of all, why would you say it politely?
Well, you got to remember, a lot of times you don't want politics swaying too much. It is, I know education is political, I get that. But let's say, you got a very popular candidate in an area, local candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And, people are for that person. And a lot of people turn out and want or don't want a budget. A vote like that can really have an impact on a school district. So what I believe the... common knowledge is, and I do agree with it, school districts to school district, let's leave it out of the government stuff.
But it is part of our government, because it goes with our taxes.
Correct. I'm talking about Board of Education members, I'm talking about local school budgets, things that, the nuts and bolts, things that really affect kids.
But
not these big guys in Washington.
Yeah, but don't you want more people turning out, though?
Well, then go vote.
Right, but I'm saying you would have more people turning out if you had it on the same election day. Democracy works when people participate.
I get it. Listen, there's a democracy going on right now in my town. People are voting for school district issues. But again, there's your school district, mm-hmm. and then there's your local government, your federal government, your state government, things like that.
Well, I voted things today, like and did? I was what I detested. I was an uninformed voter. I did not know what the fuck was going on. There were names on there. They didn't even have a D or an R, so I couldn't even go down fucking awful party lines. I know, so I left all those blank. And then, because I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm not going to vote for somebody I don't know.
I just left
it blank.
Just like you did in math class.
What, are you voting for Spanish people?
Funny. Every Latino.
I'm not touching that. You guys are fucked up.
Yes, we are.
It's like attendance in Mexico.
You pay for it.
I know, right? Yeah, go figure.
And then I voted on the issues because they were kind of explained. Although I really didn't know a lot about the issues. So I voted two yeses and two noes, but it is the budget. But I was what I detest. But here's what
I'm voting for the budget until my youngest graduates high school. Then they can go scratch.
Nah, you always want the school to be good because it's good for property.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, I just voted on a $171 million budget. That's the GDP of Vietnam. Okay,
are we going to invade your town?
I'm telling you, we got one hell of a school district, and we're very proud of that. Actually, Monroe Woodbury, it's a good thing. We got one hell of a school district, amazing academic, athletics. We have services, special
ed, and you pay for that,
things like that, and that's fine.
And it keeps your property values up.
Think about
it keeps crime down.
Correct, $171 million budget, and that's a nice chunk of change. Like I said, that's the gross domestic product of your average.
I'll just write the check.
Country, if you saw my tax bill and the house, I live in a modest, regular. You've been in my house.
We pay pretty decent taxes here.
Yeah, Warwick's insane.
It's not what you have.
It's not what you have.
Long Island,
forget it.
It's not Bergen County, New Jersey, but it's
yeah,
high.
It's up here. No, for the Hudson Valley, we pay taxes.
Yeah, we pay taxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Orange County.
But I voted Rockland yes pays for the more. Budget. I didn't have any drama. I did a protest vote. That's all. I did a protest vote because...
Well, he wanted to be a write-in. And he said he's not running for politics.
I'm not. It was a protest write-in because there's no... Listen... what's going on right now and why I decided to do a write-in was to raise awareness. One, you have to have a choice. There was only one slate.
Oh, really?
That was all over. There was one woman.
We had six people.
Exactly. Well, that's Warwick. You live in normal land. I live in Monroe, which is freaking ground zero, World War III.
Maybe fucking dealing with you maniacs is impossible. Nobody wants the job. Maybe it's like being press secretary.
Exactly. Running for office in Monroe is literally like Sean Spicer saying, who wants my job? Like, no hands go up.
That's a reflection.
We can't find a PTA president right now.
That's a reflection on the community.
Correct.
You're a bunch of assholes.
Correct. Yes, more so than you think. So,
I think you're all assholes.
Think about it. Think about Monroe Woodbury, the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a commuter area.
You should have good taxes because you have the fucking outlet mall there.
Most of that goes to the county. That's not going off.
Because
doesn't do shit for us.
It should.
That's county. No, that's county. That's county, man.
That should reduce your taxes, because I know in Paramus, New Jersey, they had lower taxes in that part of Bergen County because they had all the malls in Paramus.
Woodbury Commons helps everybody. That's all.
Yeah, but it should lower your taxes.
Well, it's like on the island. If you've got a power plant in your town, your taxes are really, really good because the power plant absorbs all the taxes.
Sure, and you absorb all the
rain. I'm not saying it doesn't help.
You fucking glove.
Let me tell you, if it helped a lot, we weren't, you know, the taxpayers in my area wouldn't have to do a $171 million budget. Don't think the Woodbury Commons is the be-all, end-all of solutions, my man. Believe me, it's not.
I've every school budget I vote down. And the reason why is...
You got no kids in school.
Well, that's not... No.
He's not a breeder and he's moving. No. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, these people, I'm done. Are wrong.
But the reason I voted down is because the taxes go up. The teachers deserve the money. The kids deserve the services and stuff like that. However, what they'll do, look on like on the maintenance end, if the maintenance department knows that they have $7,000, maybe $25,000 more in their budget, okay, what they'll do instead of going in with a surplus, they'll go out and they'll order 10 water coolers.
Yeah,
they'll end
you gotta watch that stuff.
You know, flushometers. Fortunately, like
this is one thing I can say as batshit crazy as the local politicians are in my town, and they are. We do actually something very smart. Mm. We were asking Monroe Woodbury Central Schools that we actually vote in a surplus to save it. We actually have $8 million banked right now. I think they wanted to work it up to something like $40 million. Just a rainy day saving, capital improvements, this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you rarely find school districts who do that. You're right.
Our school district
you're right. No, the school districts, though, if they get an extra $5, that $5 goes somewhere.
Yeah.
What they're doing in Monroe Woodbury is they're rolling these funds up, deliberately voting for surpluses, banking that money. So that, you know, if a roof caves in, you know, or there's a leaky roof or the plumbing goes or something like that, the money's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying, to your point. Most school districts do not operate like
that. Is that what a reserve fund is?
Yeah.
Oh, because I saw that was on two of the questions and I voted.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck it was.
No, you want
you don't
the
need extra money.
Well, here's the thing. To be fair, the reserve fund means you're paying more in taxes.
I'm sorry. I know. Stop.
I voted
as politically astute and intelligent you are, who considers themselves an intellectual.
Bullshit.
You told me that.
I'm offended by that accusation.
You don't know what the hell that is, or didn't even look into it.
No, I told you I was an uninformed. I was an
uninformed. That's fantastic.
I voted yes on increasing the budget for a couple.
You just can't save money. That's great, then.
Right. Well, because I think. Because you know what? Because I know they're going to fucking ask me for the money next year.
Yes.
Because you always ask me.
Well, that's the thing. The
school district.
That's right. I'm like, well, you don't need extra fucking money. I'm going to give you the money next year anyway.
Some of the more responsible.
Well, thank you. We want some today, too.
And I voted for today, just not tomorrow. I'll vote for tomorrow today.
You'll be back.
Some of the more affluent school districts who can afford to have a little bit more of a burden on their taxpayers are doing something that most Americans have forgotten how to do. Save a fucking nickel for a rainy day.
That's true.
And that's what these reserve counts do. And it's good. I mean, you never know what kind of crisis you're going to have.
Right. And
you know,
if
we had a water fountain situation or something stupid like that, right? You figure, you know, no problem. It's only water fountains. You know, of course, people don't know this. The water fountains have to be tested every so often to make sure the quality of the water these kids are drinking
right.
Is it meets certain standards.
Right.
Certain water fountains.
We had issues with that last year.
Yes, certain water, even in my school district, and rightfully so. I'm glad they do this.
Yes.
They shut down certain water fountains because they test it in a certain way.
High lead content.
Well, instead of, running around, going to the state and waiting 3 years for the friggin' money. No, they have a reserve fund for stuff like that. Boom, problem solved. You know, easy. So that's what you're doing. You're paying a little extra tax to save a little money. In case shit happens.
Yeah.
Maybe next
but
year.
I think.
Asshole.
But with the
messed up. I went 50%. No, I went 2 for 4 giving them fucking money.
It's not for social. You know, it's not for, you know, some, you know, social agenda. Or, you know, some.
But it's somebody with scam. I don't understand about some of these school districts with the taxes because, like, in Long Island, I mean, the average is from like 10,000 to 15,000. I'm paying 16. Without the Star,
I'm paying about 7. I'm like,
well, I'm going to be paying 7 with Star, so 8 cents, which is half. But what I don't understand is like, how do you expect a young family in their 30s that want to start a family to go in and pay those taxes? They can't afford it,
correct.
So they move.
They don't move in that neighborhood.
They'll move down south. They'll move somewhere
that's
else.
That's why the South's population is booming.
Right.
That's why South voting Democrat.
And let me tell
New
you,
York left.
And let me tell you something. Every house I've looked at.
Voting Democrat.
Are you here in 2008?
Yeah, but no. But I mean, no. Trump carried the South. Remember, Hillary didn't even get North Carolina.
That was this election. I'm not talking about in general. The demographics are changing, man.
Nah,
not really.
Yes, they are. A lot of people have left the Northeast because the taxes are friggin' ridiculous.
They go to Florida.
So
to
Joe's point, you got the 30-year-olds who can't get...
Yeah, they can't. They can't. How? Because
they can't.
Because you've got to figure you're running a school. You're catering to a clientele. Well, not a clientele, but a public that their average are 25, 30. That's when people start having kids.
They're also making more money. A lot of them are making more money up here doing their job than they would.
But the cost of living is ridiculous.
Raising kids, $15,000 in taxes, all that stuff, you know. You know, but still, I mean, you're cut, you know, you're kind of, you know, shooting yourself in the foot.
Here's what
it's tough.
Here's what my school district did, or the voting. I don't know. It's not the school district. Here's what the voting did today that I like, and I've seen it before. I think every voting district, every voting place should institute this. When you go in or you leave, you get a fucking snack. You can have donuts, Doritos.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. I took a donut on the way home. There was.
Are you kidding me?
And they've done this before.
Punch and pie. That's your. That's your voting slogan.
Well, no. I'm like, well, you know, I know if I vote, I get a tasty treat. It's a win-win.
I think you've been working with dogs too long, Devin.
No, I like it. It encourages you to vote because you get a snack. Joe's not disagreeing with it. It's not a bad thing. We like
no to Elwood
no,
School
no
District.
Civic duties, community. No,
no, there's that too.
You want a fucking donut?
Yes, if I'm gonna go vote, I had a cream-filled donut. It was delicious.
I can't take this.
Why shouldn't that? But it's a nice little reward, a treat for making the effort. I like that.
Is that a 10-year-old's birthday party? You're voting on a budget,
right? But why shouldn't I have the same?
You want a goodie bag to show up and vote? That's great.
I wouldn't say no.
Encouraging people. I retract the Elwood statement. A note to Middle Island School District, where I'm going.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Joe's doing inside
fucking. Yeah, that was a monologue that came out of your mouth.
All right, let's.
It's an inner monologue. Excuse me.
All right. So on the break we got. Well, actually, I'm not going to do the break yet. First, let's do our plugs now because we're doing two syndicated shows.
Nine.
So get your plugs out.
Alrighty. I will be at Uncle Vinny's.
Not that. Alright, I want to do a sponsor plug. That's what we normally do, the sponsor's plug.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing a fucking. We've done this before, Joe.
You're right tonight. I think he's happy it's almost over.
It's not almost over.
No, that's usually you call it a read. You don't call it a plug. It's a read. It's called a read.
What's
a you
read
do a read. Do? A read is when you do the when you do a sponsor's read. It's called
no,
a read.
Okay.
A plug is when you plug a gig.
Because that's what fuck you. Because we haven't been doing the same shit for six damn years.
But
we have
hasn't been that long.
Yes, we haven't done the fucking sponsors.
Yeah, believe it or not, where's the time go? See, I'm telling you guys, it's gonna catch up.
Unbelievable.
To you
guys. Yeah, but you'll be dead by the time that happens.
You're trying to too late to make friends.
What?
Too late to make friends.
Don't worry, you're on your way. Joanne's working for me.
Some days I think she is.
Oh shit! Secret agent.
All right. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Now, every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. And Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, and their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We'll have a great show coming up soon. Davin will let us know. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. It's at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You know that. You deserve Portobello.
Social media etiquette question. What do you think of people tagging you or, like, mentioning you specifically so that you see the comment when you're commenting on a friend's page and you don't know this person? So say you're commenting on my page. You and I are having a conversation.
No, it's usually an argument.
Whatever. So you and I are having a conversation, and somebody who you don't know tags you, hey, Joe Curry, boom, so it shows. What do you think about that? I think it's a little forward.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
I actually told somebody.
I get it all the time.
Yeah, I do too. I get it all the time too. But you and I were actually like having a conversation on somebody else's page.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah. Because I was going after Joke. He was kind of like backtracking on something he said on the radio show. Had a different take on it on Facebook. Yeah. So Joe and I are going at it like we always do. And somebody calls me out specifically. Oh, you're putting words in Joe's mouth. And I'm like, hold on. Joe and I have known each other forever. We've been battling.
A troll ruckus. Gigs.
We battle on the radio. We battle on drives across the country.
Although Joe's girl says you're coming in low.
What am I, a plane?
pull up. Just you.
Am I not talking in the mic specifically?
Is your mic on?
Oh, what the fuck? Uh-oh. Thank you, Joe's girl. No, thank you, Joe's girl. My thing got moved.
Okay.
My volume control got moved.
Thank I got gotcha.
You. Ugh. Always fucking something.
Right.
I don't know why that was. Well, that's good to know. So, yeah. So, it's bad form, right? I don't tag people I don't know.
Yeah, if I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. Don't fucking butt into somebody else's argument. I hate that. I hate these fucking Budinskis. We're having a fucking argument over here. Let us do
that
our
happens
thing.
On you. I've known it. I know exactly what you're talking. You'll tell a political joke. And yeah, somebody will just like tag somebody. That person comes in, and it's a 40-post shit show.
Yes. Fucking, it's ponderous. Yes. But Joe
and furthermore, let me... Who's this?
Did I meet you with the old lady comedy act?
I only have one set of jaws. I can't send my fangs into everybody.
We're arguing. We got you know, yeah, it goes on in our house. We got Snopes on. We got CNN. So everything all like a control center.
The Situation Room.
Really? Really? Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm real. Who's this? What? Every commercial on CNN. Yeah. I put Fox on. I'm going to tell you.
We don't need a fucking defender.
Honestly.
You got a purchasing agent and a lawyer going at it.
It's unbelievable.
More importantly, we got assholes going at it. We don't fucking. We don't need a civilian butting in. But like on other people's pages, like it just happens. And it's like I just comment.
It
I don't fucking know you. Why are you tagging me? Just comment on the post. I'll see it. Yes. Is it so important that I must see it immediately? Is it fucking earth shattering? No, it's not. You don't fucking know me. If you did know me, it was earth shattering. You could private message me.
Facebook has given everybody a reason to feel important.
All right, so we all agree.
It's hysterical.
We all agree that it's bad social media etiquette.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. See, Facebook brings people together.
That's right.
No, it doesn't. It's going to tear us apart eventually.
Oh, man, I wonder how long I was low for. I wonder if we hit something. Well, I don't know. Thank you, Joe's girl.
I don't know. I guess maybe you just did it because he would have said something sooner.
Yeah. Also, we wish Trucker Tom a speedy recovery.
Yes. He had his arm worked. Here it is. He got in an accident and his arm was bothering and then he went in for surgery on his arm.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's back. He's like got limited use of his arm. He's on the mend. So.
The masturbation is going to be cut down to a crawl. He'll have to bring in hookers. But I think insurance covers that. So I think I think insurance covers foreign jerks.
I thought Trump got rid of that.
Listen, he's debilitated right now. He's working his way back, but now somebody needs to work him. You need to. It's part of the rehabilitation process.
Fantastic.
You don't want him trying to rehab angry.
Let me tell you something. I really quick. I get a bill from the insurance company. When I had my blood work done, my doctor goes, "You want to talk to the nutritionist again?" And I'm like, "Okay." So I go in there and I get a bill for $233 to talk about how many fucking peas I could put on a plate with a piece of fucking chicken.
God. What?
Yeah. They sent me to send the nutritionist.
You got duped. That's what happened. And,
was it a word problem? How many peas can one asshole put on a plate?
Because they go, well, you need to eat this. Now, let's take the orange, and we're going to put, this is a food girl, an orange. $233 for this shit.
Don't you know that you're going to fucking cover these peas in butter anyway, so it doesn't matter?
No.
You know what I'm eating now, lady? My balls. $233.
Oddly enough, the size of peas. But I think.
Quick one.
You should have cut on that. Don't you?
No, I got to do more reads, Joe.
Oh, okay.
We're still on reads?
Yeah, but reads. I digress.
We're totally off topic.
I digressed because we're not going to be able to have this type
of thing. I'm thinking about Asabuka with Portobello's now.
I'm gonna fucking read your shit, Russ.
Oh, here we go.
Unless you want to do your read.
No, you could do it. I suck at it.
You heard the sponsor do the read. Do it nice till we sit in here. Which we do it nice all the time.
Shouldn't you be eating some balls? Wouldn't that fill your mouth?
Nice.
Tell
eat your peas. Eat your peas.
Joe P. Curry. I know, but now it's P.
Better than IP Daily.
or ICUP. And we digress to the third grade. But anyway, yes. I will do your read.
Yes, you wacky packs? Read. I love wacky packs.
I love wacky. Didn't they rule? Yes, the stickers.
They ruled.
Yes.
All right.
You don't remember wacky packs? No. We're the same age. Are you, did you grow up in a cave?
Yes.
Wacky packs. Wacky stickers? No.
Wacky stickers?
You remember like they would take
on Amazon
take
and buy some.
They would
They're
what?
Spoof stickers.
There were spoofs on products that you would buy. Like instead of Cascade, it was Cascat.
Yes. Instead of garbage Cabbage Patch Kids, it was Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, Garbage Pail Kids, I remember.
Yeah. That's from Wacky Stickers. G.I. Toe instead of G.I. Joe, no?
Brilliant. The comedy I missed.
Oh, God. You're so fucking cynical. Anyway. Oh,
I like to have an ally once in a while. Thank you, sir.
Fucking lead you right over the cliff. Go enjoy each other. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC. Go do that. Go like them. Is your page active? I like.
Yeah, it's active.
You writing stuff on there? You putting stuff?
Not really. I'm.
You got to do that. You got to put tips on there. No,
putting things up. You know,
your political rantings.
Yeah, there you go.
That
just translates absolutely into mine. Does not in my profession at all. Yeah,
perfect. It's a well-run Facebook page.
Yes.
Joe, you want to do another read? Do you have them in front of you?
No.
Why would you? Okay, I'll do all the reads from here on.
But why don't you give me a read to do then?
Let's see. All right. you.
This is like reading aloud. Joe, your turn to read.
Just do Giancarelli's.
Giancarelli's. Right Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. Quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want a manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey. Funny, an Italian place in Hamburg. New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts.
Succulent, not succulent.
Succulent. Succulent.
Sounds like he's cursed.
Did you write this? Succulent. What is...
Yeah.
Succulent meats.
Really? During a read? <It's>...
Sucking my meat.
Total respect to the sponsor.
Of course.
If not for yourself.
Because Giancarelli's is fantastic. Delicious desserts and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater to your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, Giancarelli's Pizza NJ.com. That's Giancarelli's Pizza NJ.com. Or call them 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant and 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nana can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
With succulent meat.
Succulent meat. He writes.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. Also check out the website, francescos-restaurant.com. And keep checking back there because we'll have a new comedy show there soon. Side-splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, graduation parties coming soon. Nothing says graduation like having a comic. Hire a comic for graduation. You could also do Santa in July. We'll send you over there and I wish you the best with that. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be?
I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 525 Arnold Avenue, 8 o'clock show. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for information.
On the break, we're going to hear new music from Goggy with Bunnies and Unicorns and Nelson King with Angels Must Kiss Like This. You can learn more about both these artists at deucemusic.com. We'll be right back.